我们感谢主啊，上次聚会完了，王师母就跟我说，文字上的那些我们都看得懂的。
We thank the Lord. After last week's sharing, my wife told me that we are able to understand all the letter of the word.
还是把神的心意带出来就行啊。
It's sufficient to bring out the heart's desire of God.
我想也对。
I believe that is true.
因为特别是马拉基书。
Especially the book of Malachi.
主的话是说的非常的敞开。
The word of the Lord is extremely open.
因为弟兄姊妹记得里边有七次神说来吧，我们辩论吧。
As brothers and sisters, remember there are seven times the Lord says to them that come and let us debate.
既然是辩论，那话语就是非常的敞开了。
And since it is a debate, then the words are very open and easy to understand.
但是在这些敞开的话语的里边，神的心意要向我们发表的是什么呢？
Yet in the midst of these very open debate, what is God's heart's desire that He wants to reveal to us?
这个才是我们所该留心的。
That is what we ought to pay attention to.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们上次看到神非常明显的先上祭司们说了许多的话。
Last time we saw first very evidently that God speaks to the priests.
那我们在这里就留意到一件事了。
There we can take note of one thing.
我们只要问为什么神先上祭司说话。
We must ask why is it that God first spoke to the priests?
在那个时候虽然没有君王了。
Even though at that time there is no longer any kings.
但是是整个的犹大走下坡。
And it is the entire nation of Judah that has went downhill.
北边的以色列已经没了。
The northern kingdom of Israel is already gone.
只剩下这个被掳归回的犹大。
Only what is remaining is Judah who has returned from captivity.
如果他们还不能按照主的心意来跟随。
And now if they're not able to follow according to the Lord's desire.
那应当神一开始就向整全犹大来说话。
Then it ought to be if God speaks, He should speak to the entire nation of Judah.
但是我们看到在马拉基书的里头。
But we see in the book of Malachi.
神也向全犹大说话。
God does speak to the entire nation of Judah.
但是他首先向他们说话的不是犹大。
But it is not the nation of Judah that God first speaks to.
乃是那一批祭司。
But it is that group of priests.
我们就要问了。
Then we must ask.
为什么？
Why?
神先上祭司说话。
Why is it that God first speak to the priests?
我想我们弟兄姊妹很容易你就了解了一件事。
I believe brothers and sisters can understand this easily.
在人的眼中看来。
In the sight of man.
要解决问题就是解决人和人中间的困扰。
In order to solve an issue, a problem, you have to take care of it between men.
甚至是属灵的事情，我们也都是一体同仁的来把它看成人的事。
Even on spiritual matters, we treat it the same way. It is man's issue, man's problem.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
我们可以这样来接触我们所接触的事。
We may view the matters we see as that way and take care of it that way.
但是我们的神从来没有在这一方面来迁就人。
But God has never submitted to man according to our desire in that respect.
那我们稍微了解这一点，我们就已经知道神上祭司先说话的那一个原因。
If we take note of that point, then we'll know the reason why God first spoke to the priest.
那我们今天晚上我们先来把神上祭司说话的这一段这一段的东西来做一个总结。
Tonight we'll first have a summary of these words that God speaks to the priest.
弟兄姊妹很清楚我们看到神跟祭司们说了这些话。
Brothers and sisters, you can see clearly after God spoke these words to the priest.
就像我们读经的人指出了一些问题。
Then for us who read the scriptures, this is pointed out for us.
首先一件事情我们了解。
The first thing is,
不但是马拉基书是如此。
Not only is it the same in the book of Malachi.
我们看教会历史。
But throughout church history.
我们看我们所看得见的那些属灵的团体。
When we see any visible spiritual organization.
如果没有发生难处，我们感谢主。
We thank God if there's not any hardship or difficulty.
但是你不太容易找到很多不发生难处的教会。
But it is very difficult to find any church that has no problems at all.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
有一些发生难处的教会，因为他们在主面前站得对。
Churches encounter problems for the very reason because they have stood correctly. Very quickly, then God will bring them through their hardship. But we see another condition. There is a hardship. It's just like the snowball. It gets rolling bigger and bigger. Then it's to a point where you cannot take care of the problem.
带出许许多多叫人感觉非常不愉快，甚至是叫人受伤的那种事。
It will bring about many things that are unpleasant, even to a point where it is hurtful.
我们常常不了解。
Many times we don't know.
为什么是民族名下的人会发生这些事？
Why is it possible for those who are under the name of the Lord have this happen to
them? 我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当我们读马拉基书的时候，
When we read the book of Malachi,
主在那里就给了我们答案。
The Lord gives us the answer there.
很明显你看到一个事实。
Very clearly we can see this fact.
属灵的团体发生难处。
The reason for hardship in spiritual organizations
几乎100%是因着首领们先出问题。
It is almost 100% the issue first with the leaders.
先是那些做带领的人发生难处。
It is because first there is a problem with the leaders of the group.
一般说来
In general,
神的儿女也好，当年的神的选民也好，
whether it be the children of God or in those days the people of God,
他们虽然是知道有神，
even though we are aware there is God,
他们也实在愿意来服侍、来敬拜、来尊重神，
they were willing to serve and worship and honor God,
但是为着我们还活在肉身里头，
but because we're still living in the flesh,
加上我们那一个人原来就是亚当的后代。
And the fact that we as men are Adamic.
所以我们非常容易是落在眼见的里头。
Very easily we'll fall into the condition where we only live what is visible.
那你落在眼见里边，那我们接触的是什么呢？
When we live by sight then, what do we encounter?
一个是环境。
One is the condition.
一个是人。
One is man.
特别是人。
Especially man.
那所以我们常常看到。
Many times then we see.
我们如果比较正常的，我们在神面前的追求，如果主把我们放在他的光中，
If we're somewhat normal and the Lord places us in His light when we pursue,
我们很多很多时候我们是跟人走。
Now many a times we see ourselves following man.
有点像罗德跟着亚伯兰到迦南地。
It is similar to the situation with Lot as he followed Abram into the land of Canaan.
另外呢，你很容易也看到跟着环境。
Another circumstance is very easily we see we follow the circumstance.
今天晚上吃晚饭的时候，刚好我们的总统啊在那里做国情咨文。
As dinner time tonight, it is our president giving the State of the Union address.
我在电视上看，其实这种镜头已经看到好多年了，每年都看一次。
And actually, we see this many times. We see it once a year.
总统在那里讲得好，人家就拍掌。
When the president say something good, then many would clap applaud.
甚至站起来。
And they might even stand.
除了你看到那个政党的那个壁垒分明的这个事实以外。
Aside from being a very clear distinction between the two parties.
我觉得很有意思的。
I see it is very interesting.
当那些人在那里鼓掌，有人站起来了。
When they're all applauding to what is said and they rise.
那个坐在总统后边的一个另外一个政党的领袖。
Then we can see the one sitting, the House Speaker sitting behind the President.
如果他不动,
if the House Speaker doesn't move, who's on the opposing party?
底下那个同党的人没反应。
Then those of her party then have no response.
但是这个人一有动作,
but as soon as there's any activity with her,
下边的人就有反应。
Then there would be a response from her party.
我看着那个荧幕。
When I see what's on the screen,
哎，她一站起来，我很多人就跟着站起来。
When she would stand, then many would follow and stand.
如果她不动，木着脸在那里，底下也有很多人木着脸不动。
If she would not stand and not have activity, very solemn in her expression, others would have the same.
对不住，你不能怪他们。
Now, brothers and sisters, you cannot blame them.
因为这种光景，你用在属灵的事情上边，也几乎是这个模样。
Because if you apply that similar condition to spiritual matters, it's almost.
当然，有相当部分的人，他们真的是在里头有看见。
Of course, there may be many that have the vision from within.
但是是我们没办法否认，相当部分的人。他们里面是没有看见的。
But we also cannot deny the fact that there's a vast majority that within there is no vision.
但是他们有反应。
But there's a response.
那反应的根据是什么呢？
Then what is that response according to?
人。
It is based on man.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个是我们天然里头很脆弱的一个点。
Brothers and sisters, by nature, this is a very weak point of ours.
那因此许多许多的时候，一个属灵的团体发生难处。
Therefore, many, many a times when there is a problem with a spiritual group.
那这个难处发生不是开始在一般的弟兄姊妹们那里。
The issue does not first begin with the general brothers and sisters.
是发生在这些做带领的人那里。
But it first occurs amongst the leader.
弟兄姊妹们，我们读腓立比书的时候，我们就已经了解到这样的一个光景。
Brothers and sisters, when we read the book of Philippians, we see this issue.
保罗当年特别提醒腓立比教会的弟兄姊妹们去帮助那两个姊妹。
Paul has written to the brethren there to especially help these two sisters.
不要让那两个姊妹里面的难处成为全教会的难处。
So that the difficulty these two sisters are having within would not become a problem for the church.
那弟兄姊妹，我们也盼望我们的主，让我们在这一个事上面有一个很清楚的看见。
Now, brothers and sisters, we also desire from the Lord that we see very clearly from this point.
我们说我们是跟随主的人。
We say that we are those who follow the Lord.
那既然是跟随主。
And if we do follow the Lord,
那我们必须要看见主。
Then we must see the Lord.
当然主能用着一些他所用的人走在我们前头。
Of course, the Lord can use those whom he uses to go before us.
但是我们跟着这些走在前头的人来行走的时候。
But as we follow those who go ahead of us,
我们里面应该非常的明确的领会一件事。
Within, we must also be very clear of one thing.
我们不是跟着他走。
We are not following that individual.
我们是跟着他里面的主走。
We are following the Lord within that individual.
他可能会有不准确的时候。
Perhaps there may be times when that particular individual has
erred. 但是他里面的主不会不准确。
But the Lord within that person would not err.
当我们是有那么清楚的那个看见的时候
，When we do have such a very clear vision，
用之后我们跟随主的路就准确了。
Then brothers and sisters, the path which we follow the Lord is correct.
有人走错了，我们不一定跟着他
，Perhaps
掉下去。
The individual has gone astray. We would not follow and fall as well.
当领的人没有走错，那么我们感谢主，我们是同心合意的在那里彰显神。
Of course, if that individual has gone correctly and we follow, we praise and thank the Lord because together in one accord we manifest the Lord.
假如有一天带领的人他路走错了。
But Perhaps one day the leader have gone astray.
如果我们是跟人的话,
if we follow man,
那我们也跟着错了。
then we would also follow the mistake.
感谢神,
but we thank God.
他让我们学习一件事情。
God allows for us to learn one thing.
我们是跟随主。
We follow the Lord.
那因此我们读马拉基书的时候，我们就领会到一件事。
Therefore, when we read the book of Malachi, we understand one thing.
为什么主那么重，那么早就向着祭司们来说话。
The very reason why God speaks to the priests first and so heavily.
因为我们看从马拉基开始一直到我们的主到地上来，这四百年神的沉默乃是因为祭司们先出了难，出了事情。
Because we see that is the very reason why God was silent from the time speaking in the book of Malachi till the Lord was on earth these 400 years, that God was silent because first the priests have gone wrong.
如果我们翻回到尼希米书上，尼希米记上篇去看的时候，
if we were to go back to look into the book of Nehemiah,
你看到了，
we can see
那个时候在尼希米的那个日子发生难处的是谁领头？
Well, during the days of Nehemiah, who was the ones who had the problems first?
大祭司领头啊。
It was the high priest.
娶外邦的女子，大祭司领头啊。
It was the high priest who married the daughters of the Gentiles.
是大祭司的儿子在那里领头啊。
It was the son of the high priest who led this.
他们在安息日来来做买卖。
They were exchanging and bartering on the day of Sabbath.
谁给他们撑腰啊？
And who was the one supporting them?
你看到是那些祭司们在那里默默的同情。
We see it is the priests who are in silent agreement.
那因此在尼希米的日子是这样。
Therefore, in the days of Nehemiah, that was the case.
但是这样的一个原则。
But the same principle.
也是在历史历代以来属灵的团体的里边。出现的
appears throughout the generations in spiritual groups.
那所以我们看到一件事情。
Therefore, we see one thing.
主很重的对着祭司们说。
The Lord speaks to the priests very strongly.
你们做错了。
You have done wrong.
你们走错了。
You have gone astray.
你们给人留下的那个榜样错了。
The example which you show others are wrong.
你只给人行走的那个路错了。
The way which you point out for others is wrong.
是神先向他们说话。
So the Lord first speaks to the priests.
我们看到那个原因是很明显的。
We see that is a very clear reason for doing so.
那然后弟兄姊妹你就注意到一件事情。
Then brothers and sisters, you can take note of one thing.
那在旧约的日子里头。
Now in the days of the Old Covenant,
那神用这三个知识来显明神的见证。
God uses three ministries to manifest His testimony.
那到了马拉基的那个日子呢？
Now during the days of Malachi,
三个知识里面的君王已经不在了。
Amongst these three ministries, no longer does the ministry of the kingship exist.
剩下两个知识。
There's only two ministries remaining.
一个是先知，一个
是祭司。One is the prophet, one is the priest.
但是我们很明显的看到
But we see very clearly,
在马拉基的那个日子
In the days of Malachi,
这两个知识的里头
Amongst these two ministries,
祭司的知识出了问题
There are problems with the ministry of the priesthood.
那他们出了什么问题呢
What issues do they have?
我想我们读第一章和第二章前半的时候
I believe when we read chapter 1 and the first half of chapter 2
我们也很清楚的能看到
We can see that very clearly
那弟兄姊妹我们现在再来看看
Now brothers and sisters we'll come and take a look at this
我们先看看看第二章嘛
Let us first read chapter 2
那第二章里边你怎么说呢第一节
Chapter 2 verse 1
众祭司啊，这诫命是传给你们的。万军之耶和华说：你们若不听从，也不放在心上，将荣耀归于我的名，我就使咒诅临到你们，使你们的福分变为咒诅，因你们不把诫命放在心上。
And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If ye will not hear, and ye will not lay it to heart, To give glory unto my name, said of the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings.
那然后你再翻过这边来看看，就第二章开头的那一段，就底下的。
Now we can, if you read on chapter 2, the first half.
留意第七节。
Pay attention to verse 7.
祭司的嘴里当存知识，人也当由他口中寻求律法，因为他是万军耶和华之使者。
For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts.
第八节。
Verse 8.
你们却偏离正道，使许多人在律法上跌倒。
But ye are departed out of the way, ye have caused many to stumble at the law.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意到神在这里指出他们的问题来。
Brothers and sisters, you can see God points out their problem here.
他们不守地位。
They did not keep their ground.
所以就把神的见证弄砸了。
And so they have defiled the testimony of God.
神说我是把我的律法传给你们。
God says, I have given you my law.
我也差遣你们来做百姓的教导。
And I have sent you to be teachers to the people.
但现在呢？
But now,
你们却没有把百姓教导到一个地步，能按着我的心意来跟随。
You have not taught the people to follow according to my heart's desire.
而你还在那里带头做了一个事情不妥当。
You are even the very leaders who have done wrongly.
还造出一些个理由来遮盖那是不妥当。
And that you would even make excuses to cover up your wrongdoing.
那这是在第一章里面我们所看到的了。
We see that in chapter 1.
那也是神说来辩论吧。
And that's the reason God says, come and debate with me.
你们为什么不尊重我？
Why is it that you do not honor me?
他们还在那里顶嘴。
And they would even talk back.
我们在什么事上没有尊重你？
And they would say, where have we not honored you?
我们的主说的很具体的事情。
Our Lord says very practically.
你们不照着我的话来做。
You did not do according to my word.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
谁叫他们不照着主的话来做呢？
Who is it that caused them not to follow the words of the Lord?
这一个责任本来就是在祭司们的身上。
This very responsibility ought to be on the priest.
本来就在利未人的身上。
It is upon the Levites.
我们读以斯拉跟尼希米的时候，
When we read the books of Ezra and Nehemiah,
你看到那些从外邦回来的犹大人，
we can see the Jews, the people of Judah who returned from the exile.
他们对律法很生疏的，
but they are very unfamiliar with the
law. 所以当时回来的时候，
so when they returned,
神就感动以斯拉从巴比伦回来教导他们。
God moved Ezra to come back from Babylon to teach the people.
然后又用着尼希米回来扶持着以斯拉来把神的律法很明确的摆在神的百姓的面前。
God also moved Nehemiah to return to support Ezra to teach the people the law to be very accurate before God.
如果我们回到以斯拉跟尼希米记，
If we go back to the books of Ezra and Nehemiah,
我们很清楚的看见他们怎么去学习律法。
Very clearly we see how they come to learn the law.
但是没有太过太过太多的时间。
But shortly after,
我们就看到一个问题了。
We see a problem.
是祭司们在那里没有把律法当作一回事。
It is the priests themselves who do not honor the law.
那也就是说，
That is to say,
他们没有守住他们的地位。
They did not keep their ground.
他们没有尽他们的功用。
They did not fulfill their function.
他们没有让神的百姓认识神的心意。
They did not teach the people of God to know God's heart and desire.
那既然他们在那里放纵了，
Since it is the priests who have gone wrong,
百姓当然也就很多事情是一无所知。
Obviously, because the people do not know better.
而如果我们带回在第二章看下去的时候，你会看到一件事。
When we continue on in chapter 2, we see one thing.
其实我们已经看过了第一章，你都已经看到这种事情。
In fact, we saw chapter 1, so we see the phenomenon already.
他们为什么敢和神顶嘴呢？
Why is it that they're there to talk back to God?
因为他们根本不知道什么是是，什么是非。
Because they do not know what is right and what what is wrong.
他们不知道什么是对，什么是错。
They do not know what is right and what is wrong.
他们只知道一件事，我向神献祭了。
They only know the fact I have already done my duty to
offer to God. 我已经做了我该做的那一份了。
I have already done what is my duty.
但是他们却没有留意。
Yet they did not know.
我所做的那一份，在神的眼中，神怎么来评断呢？
The very portion which I'm supposed to do before God, how does God evaluate that part?
我所做的在神面前，神悦纳还是不能悦纳呢？
What I've done before God, is it acceptable to God or not?
他们不知道。
They do not know.
那为什么他们不知道呢？
Why is it that people do not know?
因为他们根本就没有认识。
Because they have no understanding.
那为什么他们没有认识呢？
How come the people does not have understanding?
祭司没有给他们教导。
Because the priest did not teach them.
也许祭司看到他们不准确了，没给他们劝告。
Perhaps the priest saw they have done wrong, but did not teach them well.
就容让他们就是如此。
And allow for them to continue to do that.
一年是这样。
One year it is like
两年是这样。
Two years.
十年上来就成了传统了。
10 years, then it becomes a tradition.
不但是传统，
Not only a tradition,
在他们心思的里边，那个就是真理。
But in their hearts, that even becomes the truth.
所以当他们在神面前做这些事情的时候，他们认为自己是坐在真理里。
So when they do such things before God, they believe they're doing it in truth.
所以神说你们做错了。
So God says you have done wrong.
他们就说我们哪里错。
And they come back to God and say, where have we erred? What did we do wrong?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这个责任在哪里？
Where is that responsibility?
祭司们失去了。
On the priest, they have lost their function.
祭司不守地位。
The priest did not keep their position.
如果我们光是看当时的马拉基，
if we only look at the book of Malachi,
他们的愚昧也是到了这里为止。
That is all their foolishness to that point.
但是你从历史上面来看这一类的事情，
But if we look at these similar things throughout history,
我们就看到更严肃的一些事实了。
Then we can see into some more solemn facts.
祭司不单没有按着神的心意来教导。
The priest not only did not teach the people of God according to God's heart and desire.
他们还制造许许多多他们认为对的事情来给百姓做教导，去代替神的律法。
But the priests themselves made up many more teachings to teach the people and to replace the teaching of God.
那我们看历史。
When we see history.
当我们读四福音的时候。
When we read the four gospels.
弟兄姊妹记得我们的主跟门徒们跟众人在那里讲话的时候。
You remember when our Lord spoke to the disciples and to the multitude.
你听到主多次在那里说这个话。
You can see the Lord say these words many a time.
你们听到有人说。
When you hear others say.
什么什么什么什么。
So and so, such and such.
只是我告诉你们。
I will tell you.
这什么什么什么。
I will tell you this and that.
或者说。
Or if someone tells you this.
你一听到古人。的说怎么怎么
？Or if you hear those of old say，
只是我告诉你们。
Yet I tell you，
那特别在马太五六七节三章
，especially in Matthew 5, 6, and 7。
为什么你看到主说了好多遍这样的话
？You can see the Lord repeats himself in this way。
那究竟主说这样的话是什么意思呢
？When the Lord speaks in this manner, what is his purpose？
你听见有人说什么人说呢
？And you hear someone say, who are those who say this？
有些是拉比说的
，some are spoken by the rabbi。
有些是以前的那些从前的拉比说的
，some are spoken by previous rabbis。
有些是现在的拉比说的
，and some are spoken by the current。Rabbis.
有些是哪一个祭司说的。
And these words are spoken by such a priest.
那弟兄姊妹传上来就成了古人说。
And so when it is passed down, it becomes sayings of old.
传上来就成了那个遗传。
And when it is passed down, it becomes a tradition.
他们就觉得那个是对的。
And they believe that is correct.
但弟兄姊妹你注意。
Yet brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这些古人说。
All these
opinions. 有人说。
Or someone said.
你们听见说
When you heard this said,
弟兄姊妹们这些都不是律法的原装的东西
Brothers and sisters, this is not the original law
那弟兄姊妹，我们就也另外我们也了解一件事。
Another point we can notice, brothers and sisters.
我们读四福音的时候
，When we read the four gospels,
我们读到那个时候犹太教的那些算是用今天眼光来看，就是那些圣品人吧。
We see those of Judaism in today's terms. We can call them the clergy.
那些给分别为分别出给在人眼中看来是分别出来的人吧。
In man's viewpoint, there are those who are hallowed.
啊，你看到他们当中有两个很明显的派别在哪
？You can see there are very two distinct sects amongst them.
一个是叫做法利赛人
，One is the Pharisees，
一个是叫做撒都该人
，And the other sect is the Sadducees。
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你知道这个两个派，这两种人是怎么出来的
？Brothers and sisters， you know how these two sects came about？
轻松一点来说，那是根据他们所认为的犹太教的教义来的。
To be say it in a very light way, they were divided in different sects because they followed what they thought was the teaching of the law.
但是我们不能不问。
But we must ask.
那犹太的教义是从什么？从要根据什么来的？
They came about because of the teaching of Judaism. Then we must ask, where did Judaism come from?
当然，我们如果准确的去认识，我们就说根据摩西的律法。
Of course, then if we say it, Judaism should have followed according to the law of Moses.
但是当你看到撒都该人的时候
，But when we see the Sadducees,
你看到他们的主张是。律法里头没说的。
You can see their teaching, their doctrine is something that is not stated in the law.
你转过来看法利赛人。
When we look at the Pharisees.
以他们所坚持的也不是律法上面所说的。
Likewise, what they hold fast to is also not spoken of in the law.
那是什么呢
？What is that?
那他们根据什么呢
？Then according to what?
他们根据什么弄的古人的传下来说了
？According to what that was spoken of old that they have this?
他们弄到有人说了。
It's only two points.
你们听见说了
？We have heard this said.
好像这个已经在整个的犹大的当时的那个人的心里边已经很巩固了。
It seems like that point has already been steadfast in the hearts of the Jewish people.
但弟兄姊妹，你晓得
？But brothers and sisters, you know.
我不说太多了，就是单说拿法利赛人来说就好。
I won't say too much, but even only upon the Pharisees.
那法利赛人是怎么跑出来的
？How did the Pharisees come about?
那就跟马拉基当时说话的那一段时间的环境很有关系了。
It is closely related to this period of time when Malachi was speaking.
弟兄姊妹都知道，犹大被掳到巴比伦。
During these circumstances, we know that the nation of Judah was in captivity to Babylon for 70 years.
时间满足了，神把他们带回来。
When the time was fulfilled, God has brought them back.
那他们带他们回来以后，他们在态度上对神是有了一点敬畏。
When God brought them back, in their attitude now, they have somewhat a correct fear of God.
等到以斯拉他们回来，在教导他们认识律法的时候
，After Ezra returned and also taught them the law,
有些人就说
，Some then say,
法利赛人的祖宗就是以斯拉。
Some say that the father of the Pharisees is Ezra.
我想这个是有点不太公道。
I don't think that is fair at all.
以斯拉没有把他们带到那个地步。
Ezra did not bring them to that point.
以斯拉只是把他们带回神的面前，尊重，去认识神的律法，而尊重神的律法。
Ezra only merely brought them back into the presence of God to know the law and to honor the law.
但是因着以斯拉的对在律法上的那些教导
But,
那段时间的教导
during the period of time of Ezra during the teaching of the law
有许多人大发热心
there are many who are zealous
他们从他们自己的经历上面感觉很深刻
In their own experience, they feel that was a very deep experience.
啊，我们原来是神的选民。
We are the chosen people of God.
我们在这个地方是承受神的应许。
We are supposed to be here receiving the promise of God. Why is it that our ancestors and us have been captive in Babylon? When they reflect, because we did not honor God. We did not live according to the law of God. We have brought in idolatry to replace God. So that we would have these 7 years of hardship, 70 years of hardship. Now we have returned. We cannot be restored to the original state. From now on,
we must not allow.
We must never allow for this to happen again.
心思是对的,
they have the right heart.
心情也是对的,
they have the right attitude.
态度也是对的,
they have the right emotions.
但他们就想了,
then they thought,
我们怎么能维持我们不走我们祖宗走过的路呢?
How is it then we can sustain ourselves and not go on the path which our forefathers went on?
所以他们就非常在那个时候开始 他们就非常精细地在那里去考虑。
Therefore, at that time, they were very extreme in examining the law.
我们怎么可以把神的律法活得够完全、够准确?
How is it then we're able to live out the whole law and very accurately?
从这个时候开始,
from that point on,
许多拉比的教训就出来,
therefore, many teachings of the rabbis came about.
他们就告诉人说了,
then they will tell others,
我们以前没守安息日,
before we did not keep the Sabbath.
所以我们就给掳到巴比伦去了,
therefore, we are in exile in Babylon.
所以现在我们不能在守安息日的这件事情上,
therefore, even on this point of keeping the Sabbath, we cannot neglect.
但是怎么可以叫我们守安息日守得够那个完整呢?
Then how is it we can keep the Sabbath very completely?
所以他们那些拉比们就在那里动脑筋了。
So the rabbis have to use their minds.
怎么不要破坏安息日?
How is it that we will not break the Sabbath?
他们就想出许许多多的规条来了。
They thought so many of ordinances then.
比方我们说,
for example, we say,
我们读, 新约, 使徒行传也好, 四福音书里边好像都, 使徒行传,
when we read the New Testament, for example, in Acts,
你读到有一个话, 叫做, 是安息日可走的路程。
We can see these term of the distance we can go on the Sabbath.
如果我们不明白那个历史的背景，我们不懂什么叫做安息日可走的路程。
If we do not understand the background, then we do not understand what it means when it says that we can walk the Sabbath mile.
原来这个也就是拉比们教导下来的。
In fact, then this is also a teaching from the rabbis.
因为安息日。
Because for the Sabbath,
不应该做工,
you should not work.
但是不做工不等于就是整天坐在那里不动。
Now, if you don't work, doesn't mean you just sit there all day and not move at all.
你总得有些事情要起来走动。
There are still some things you have to move about.
但是你一走动,
but if you do move,
你就是做工了。
That means you're working.
是这个不行。
So you cannot do that.
但是又不能不走,
but you must go around.
那怎么来叫我们在安息日, 不破坏安息呢?
Then how is it that we would not break the Sabbath on the Sabbath day?
他们就定规了一个一段的路程。
Then they have set a measurement of the certain
安息日,
distance.
你们可以走路,
on Sabbath day, you can move about.
但是只能走这么一点点路。
But this is the only amount of distance you can move around.
你在这个范围里边,
if you go around this distance, then if you only travel this distance, you're not working.
如果你走路过了这一段的范围,
if you're surpassed this distance,
你就是做工,
then you have worked.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是法利赛人他们弄下来的东西,
that is what is determined by the Pharisees.
你又看到这四福音的时候,
we see in the four Gospels,
门徒吃饭以前没有洗手,
when the disciples did not wash their hands before they eat, then the Pharisees come and say, How is it that your disciples did not wash their hands before they eat? You remember those things. And they say it very correctly, they
say. Because
if you eat without washing your hands, then you're unclean and you're wrong. And you have undermined the law. But if you search throughout the law, you do not find such a statute. That is determined by the rabbis. There are so many of these. You also remember our Lord.
安息日治病很多事情，犹太人就盯着他。
Many times he would heal on the Sabbath, and the Pharisees would pick on him and say those things. We may not fully understand all that meaning. But the Jewish people know. How can you heal on the Sabbath? Because you're healing and that's work. On the Sabbath day, you need to rest. If you work, you have broken the Sabbath. You can just walk. If you're hungry, then you're hungry. How is it then you can take the corn? If you can just take the wheat, it's fine. But you cannot work by taking out the chaff and then eating it. And by doing so, you have broken the Sabbath. Brothers and sisters, you
have to
know. So many, many of these external laws, how did they come? From the origin of it, you cannot say that they're wrong in their heart. But you must take note of one thing. Even though they may have the correct intention, yet if it has surpassed the boundary of God or even replaced the determination of God, even the right heart, the right intention cannot make the things to be acceptable to God.
那弟兄姊妹，这是当年我们从犹大的那个犹太教的那个光景里边看得到的事情。Brothers
and sisters, this is what we can see during those days in Judah among about Judaism.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看回到在新约的时候。Brothers
and sisters, when we reflect on the days of the New Covenant,
你也看到基督教的里边那个光景，逃脱不了这样的。
We can see the condition of Christianity. We cannot depart ourselves away from this trend and this way. There are so many traditions passed on in Christianity. They are not things shown to us according to the word of the law. We see so many today.
他们是重视这些教会的传统，过于重视神自己的话。Yet
they focus so much on these church traditions more than the word of God itself.
神的话可以撇在一边。They
can put the word of God aside.
但是我们的传统，我们不能不执行。But
we must hold fast to these church traditions.
如果不执行我们的传统，那我们就大逆不道了。If
we do not keep these traditions, then we have done wrong so greatly.
等到有人要回到神的话里面去。If
someone wants to return back to the word of God,
人家就觉得。
Then others would feel.
你跟着神的话去做,
if you follow the word of God,
他们不说这个是极端,
they won't say that it's an extreme.
他们会说这个是异端,
they would say that it would even be heresy.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们实在不能不在主的面前又有一点的警醒。
Brothers and sisters, we must be alert before God.
那, 特别是做领袖的人,
especially those who are leaders. We only have one way. And that is according to the word of the Lord. If we want to create anything outside of the Lord's word, perhaps the contents are very good. The reasons are very correct. But if it's not expressed by God Himself, and we use this to replace the word of God, brothers and sisters, then that's very solemn. We must allow for the Lord to show us very clearly. Of course, not every one of us would become a spiritual leader. But such a condition is not only for the leaders to be alert. All the children of God ought to be alert. Brothers and sisters, you must see one thing.
你说我不是做领袖的, 哦, 领袖的人, 他们准确了,
you cannot just say that I'm not a spiritual leader, so as long as the leadership is correct, then we are correct.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你不能忽略这样的一件事,
we cannot neglect this thing.
许多的时候, 领袖们肯定他所做的是准确。
Many a times, the spiritual leadership affirms what they're doing correctly or not.
借用人的话来说,
using man's terms,
是群众造成的,
the accuracy of the leadership is created by the group.
因为有人拥护他们,
because they have supporters.
有人高举他们,
because they have people who accept them.
所以他就觉得, 我所做的都对的,
so then the leader would feel they're doing correct.
有人说我不对了,
and when someone says I'm incorrect,
我用不着我出口,
I won't have to say anything.
底下有很多人会在那里替我辩护,
there are many of my supporters who will defend me.
我们感谢我们的主,
we praise and thank our Lord.
马拉基书在那里说的非常非常的严肃。
The book of Malachi here is very solemn.
那他对着祭司们说了很多，好，不少，说了不少的话。
There are many words to the priest.
要叫我们看到一个属灵的光景最容易 产生破口的事实,
so that we can see the fact where it is most easy to have a breach in the spiritual condition. We thank our Lord. Because the Lord did not cease to speak to His people.
那所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这个 马拉基书第一章和第二章的一半的里边，我们看到很明确的三个事情。
So brothers and sisters, in Malachi chapter 1 and the first half of chapter 2, we see three very evident things.
第一，我们看到,
first we see,
神的子民的属灵的光景发生了难处。
There was a difficulty with the spiritual condition of the people of God.
头一件事情,
the first point is,
属灵的领袖,
there is difficulty with the spiritual leadership.
第二件事情,
the second thing,
属灵,
why is it that there is issues with the spiritual leadership?
因为不熟地位,
because they did not keep their ground.
没有显明神选召他们的那一个正常的功用,
they did not manifest the normal function which God has called them to.
第三个事情,
the third point,
这些人不尊重神的话,
these people did not honor the word of God,
甚至改变神的话,
even to a point of changing the word of God.
弟兄姊妹, 拿基督教来讲,
brothers and sisters, speaking of Christianity,
你看到现在多少多少的异端跑出来,
we see so many, many heresies come about.
异端不可怕,
the heresy is not what is frightening.
可怕的是我们看见异端以为它是正宗。
What is frightening is the fact that we see heresy, yet we think they are orthodox.
弟兄姊妹们, 我指出一个很严肃的事实。
Brothers and sisters, I point a very solemn issue.
我们平常说的, 哎呀, 基督教里边的异端,
many times we would say, oh, heresy in Christianity.
哎呀，我们就会说这个是这个是这个是。
We say, oh, this is heresy, that is heresy, this and that.
我们叫了。
We say, oh, the Mormons.
什么安息日会了。
Or the Seventh Day Adventists.
什么这个耶和华见证人了。
And we say the Jehovah Witnesses.
这是我们比较容易碰到。
And these are things, groups we can encounter easily.
要是在中国的话，
if it's in China,
那就更多了。
There are even more.
哎呀，这个东方闪电啊。
This is the East Lightning.
这个三班仆人啊。
And there is this other group.
这个是这个是贝利王哦。
There are so many groups.
数不清。
And there are numerous ones.
但是一个很厉害、很大、很最凶的一个异端，我们却忽略了。
But there is a greatest heresy or the most fierce one that we have neglected.
你说有这样的一个异端吗？
And you might question, is there such a heresy?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
如果我们不觉得，你就晓得他们成功。
If we are unawares, then we know they have succeeded.
一个最大的异端撞到基督教里边来，成了基督教的正统。
The greatest heresy has come into Christianity and has become orthodox in Christianity.
不但不允许别人说他是异端。
Not only do they not allow others to call them heresy,
反倒是他们转过来，他们评断这个异端那个异端。
But on the contrary, they themselves would call others heresy.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你知道我说什么吗？
You know what I'm speaking of?
基督教里头的现在所叫的自由派，那是最大最凶险最危险的异端。
That is what is the liberals, the liberalism in Christianity. They are the greatest and most fierce heresy in Christianity.
但是这一个大异端却成了基督教的主流。
Yet this great heresy now has become mainstream Christianity.
可怕不可怕？
Is that frightening or not?
别的异端还不敢完全把神的儿子的所事和所作全部的抹掉。
The other heresies, they're not even completely wipe out who the Son of God is and what he has done.
但是这个自由派可以说他就把神的儿子的所事和所作整个的抹掉，用另外的一些好听的道理来代替。
Yet these very liberals would dare wipe out completely the deity of the Son of God and what he has done, and would use other pleasing doctrine to replace it with.
巴不得主给我们真能在这些事情上不做糊涂人。
And may the Lord truly teach us not to be those who are foolish upon this matter.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神在马拉基书首先就是给祭司的这个集团说了很重的话。
First, God speaks to the priest, the group of priests, very heavily in the book of Malachi.
而因为神的见证的失落，他们这一些人要负最大的责任。
Because it is the priests who have to bear the bulk of the responsibility on the spiritual downfall of God's testimony.
那好了，我们就这样把祭司。神对主对祭司们说话的那个内容做了一个这样的小结。
This is how we will have a small summary of all the content of God's words to the priest.
然后我们从第二章开始就看了。
Now if we continue on with
chapter 2, 现在神的责备呢，就从祭司们那里转移到整个的犹大。
Now the rebuke of God has shifted from the group of priests to the entire people of Judah.
弟兄姊妹们，我和弟兄姊妹看见这个对整个的犹大说话的时候。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we look into the fact that God speaks to the entire people of Judah,
我还想提醒弟兄姊妹，千万要记住。
I must remind brothers and sisters that you must remember.
马拉基是神沉默400年的开始。
The book of Malachi is the beginning of God being silent for 400 years.
因为这400年里边的那个整个犹大当中的那个属灵的光景 一直延伸到四福音的时代。
And the 400 years of the history of Judah continues to extend to the period of the four gospels.
我们能留意到马拉基里边的那个属灵的内容。
If we're able to pay attention to the spiritual condition recorded in the book of Malachi,
你完全可以在四福音里边接触到。
We can completely encounter that same condition in the four gospels.
那所以我们留意到神在这里, 从向祭司说话转到向百姓说话的, 这一个关键, 我们要留心。
Therefore, we must pay careful attention in this crucial turn when God speaks from the priest, now he is speaking to the people.
因为主向他的百姓说话,
Because when the Lord speaks to his people,
或是说主对他的百姓的责备,
or the rebuke of the Lord to his people,
或者说主仍让他的百姓和他来辩论,
or the fact that the Lord allows for his people to debate with him,
怎么会发生这样的事情呢?
Why would this happen?
我们必须看到,
we must see,
这就是祭司们失职的那个结果,
this is because the fact that the priests did not have the function of their ministry.
因为祭司们他们失去了他们的正常的功用,
because the priests themselves lost their normal function,
就带出了这些活在神的面前不正常的百姓,
that would bring about this group of people that did not live correctly before God.
但是可怜的是什么呢?
But what is pitiful?
他们不知道自己 已经越过了神的界限,
the people, they,
走出了神悦纳的范围,
the people themselves did not know they have gone outside the boundary of God and have done things that are not acceptable to God.
你说这些百姓怎么会到这样的地步呢?
You might question, how did the people come to this point?
现在我们回过头来你就看到,
now if we return, we can see,
如果祭司们他们所显的功用是准确的,
if the function which the priests have manifested is correct,
就不可能有这些百姓,
then the people in this condition would not come about.
百姓落到这样的一个光景,
the people in their current condition,
你就看到那是祭司们失职的那一个后果,
we can see that is a result of the priests not fulfilling their ministry.
那神在这里对神的百姓说话, 是透过他们中间生活里边的 而且很普遍的一种光景来表达的。
Here we can see as God speaks to his people, God is speaking through a very common condition that is manifested amongst the people's lives.
神说话一开头就说了,
at the beginning of God's words, he says,
说什么呢?
What did God say?
说出他们彼此间的关系。
God speaks of the fact of their relationship amongst each other.
那他们是谁呢?
Who are they?
也许他们都忘掉了,
perhaps they themselves forgot.
他们忘掉了他们是谁,
they forgot who they are.
但神在这里一开头就给他们说了,
but here at the beginning God says to them,
留意第二章第十节,
pay attention chapter 2 verse 10,
我们岂不都是一位父吗?
Have we not all one Father?
岂不是一位神所造的吗?
Have not one God created us?
我们个人怎么以诡诈 带弟兄背弃了神与我们列祖所立的约呢?
Why do we deal treacherously each man against his brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers?
弟兄姊妹们, 如果我们观看前头那两句,
if we only look at these first two sentences,
我们会觉得这是说到整个的亚当的后裔,
we might think then it is speaking of the entire Adamic race.
当然从原则上你的确是可以包括 这一个亚当的后裔,
of course, in principle, that does include the whole race of Adam.
但是一读下去你就晓得,
but when we read on, we know,
从亚当的后裔收缩到一个比较窄小的范围,
it is from the Adamic race, then it will shrink to a smaller boundary.
就是收缩到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的后代,
all the way to the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以在那里就有跟我们祖宗所立的约了。
And so that's why it says there, the covenant of our fathers.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
神开头就提醒他们
at the beginning here, God reminds them,
你们是谁
who you are.
你不知道自己是谁吗
do you not know who you are?
如果从最早的源头来说
if we go back to the very first origin,
你们是神所造的
you are created by God.
如果从神在堕落的人中间的拣选来说
If it is from God's choice amongst the fallen race
你们是在神与人立约的这个范围里头的
You are in the boundary of God's covenant with man
所以你们从一面来说称为神的选民
Therefore on the one hand you are the chosen race of God
从另一面来说你们彼此中间那个关系第四弟兄
On the other hand, your relationship amongst each other are brethren.
好弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
你说弟兄有什么了不起
You say, what's so great about being brethren?
弟兄多少钱一斤啊
How much does each brother worth cost?
弟兄姊妹你看到这个就是现代人现在的人的那种心思
Brothers and sisters, you can see that is the generation today in their mindset.
所以你要是留意了特别是到了现在
If you pay attention, especially in the present day,
你留意那些社会新闻的时候
When you see all the news,
你真看到这样的事情
You can see this phenomenon.
当弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
当神向他的子民说话的时候
When God speaks to his people,
神首先就让他们你回头来看一件事
God asked them to reflect and see one thing.
你是谁
Who they are.
你们彼此当中的那个关系是什么
What is your relationship amongst each other?
从神这样的一个审问
From this interrogation of God,
你就看到一件事情了
Then you can see.
犹大人跟本就忘记我是谁
Judah has forgotten the fact of who they are
不是个别人是忘记我是谁
Not individually they forgot who they are
是整个的忘记了我是谁
But as a whole they have forgotten who they are
那所以他们完全没有接触到他们因神而发生在人中间的关系
Therefore they did not even come into contact with the factof their relationship amongst each other because of God.
所以就发生了在底下所提到的那些个问题。
Therefore, it brought up upon all the problems that is to mention later on.
所以说你们彼此用诡诈来对待。
God says, you have dealt treacherously with one another.
你欺负我。
And you have picked on me.
我欺负你。
And I've mistreated you.
我欺骗你。
And I have tricked you.
你也欺骗我。
And you deceived me.
看看谁的骗术高明。
And let's see who is the bigger deceiver.
我比你高明就把你骗倒。
If I'm the greater deceiver, I will trick you.
把你骗倒了我就是英雄了。
If I win, then I'm the hero.
我就得享许许多多的好处了。
Then I will gain all this goodness and benefit.
我就满足了我的自己。
Then I've satisfied myself.
弟兄姊妹，这个是不是近代人的那个心态
？Brothers and sisters, that is the same mindset as the present people.
说是近代人，还是抬举了人了
？If we say it is the present people with the same mindset,
这个是从亚当堕落了以后。
We have spoke too highly of men, even
after
Adam's
fall.
All those from Adam have the same mindset.
问题就是有些时候外面有点约束，你不敢超越那不敢去碰那个约束，所以就乖乖的。
But the difference is because sometimes there are external constraints, so we dare not act too much, so we become good.
如果是没有任何的约束在那里，任凭人自己在那里做定规。
But if there's no constraint at all, and we do whatever we please, then we do whatever we want.
弟兄姊妹，你能看见一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, you can see one thing.
全地是乱成一堆的。
That in the whole earth, it is just a total mess.
那现在神就指着这个最普遍的那个光景来指出神的子民在神。面前的那个光景
And God is now speaking to the people of this general situation which is most common and what their condition is.
但是我们不能不注意
But we must take note.
当时人并不觉得他们是在神眼中那样糟糕的
At that time, man does not feel they are that bad before God.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是在这里在头一次的时候就说到里边一共有七个辩论，神提出七个辩论的理由吗？
Brothers and sisters, did we not say that in the book of Malachi there are seven rounds of debate between God and the people?
头五个
The first five
头四个
The first four
都是祭司们在那里搞出来的。
It is all done by the priests.
从第五个开始
Starting from the fifth one
就是普遍的在人的当中的。
Then it is the general people.
其中一个最普遍的那个情形
And a very general condition is
他们就落到完全完全根据自己来定规一切。
They have completely fall into a state where it is according to their own measure.
当然，以犹太的民族来说
，Of course, according to the Jewish race,
他们应该是以神的律法来做根据。
God and God's law should their basis should be their standard.
但是神在这里指出
，But here God says,
他们完全脱离了这样的。一个事实
They have completely departed away from that fact.
当然这个刚才我们提了那是祭司们失职所带出来的结果
Of course we already mentioned that is the result of the priests not fulfilling their ministry.
也是在他们的中间是落到了一种这样的光景
So that in their midst they are in this condition.
全地都满了诡诈
Throughout the land there is treachery.
你用诡诈对我我用诡诈对你
You deal with me in this way and I will also deal the same with you.
完全把神扔到一边
and have completely put God aside.
所以神才说出背了我们的祖宗与神所立的约
Therefore God says you have profaned the covenant of the fathers.
他们在那里做了什么事做了什么事情呢
So what is it that they have done?
神在这里给他们指出两件事
Here God points out two things.
但是这两件事是一件事
But these two things are the same.
是一件事的前后
It's the front and back of the same thing.
都是发生在那个婚姻关系上
It has to do with the marriage.
详细的
And here,
今天晚上我不接触它了
I won't go into the details tonight.
但是神确实指出很明确的指出他们的不准确的是在什么地方。
But God clearly points out exactly what they have done wrongly.
一件事是这样。
One thing is like this.
神说还有一件事还是这样。
God says there's another thing.
但是你看到
But you can see.
神给他们做一个结论。
God gives them a conclusion.
那个结论就是说。
That is.
你们这是只会去满足自己。
That you only know how to satisfy yourself.
但是外面你却是做一个虔诚人。
Now, but externally, you're one who is pious.
里头就确实在那里完全的违背神。
But within, you're completely going against God.
他们就在那里就在那里跟神顶嘴了。
And so there, they talk back to God.
第一个顶嘴。
The first time here.
在哪里呢？
Where is that found?
那全本书里头的第五个顶嘴。
This is the fifth one in this book.
是在十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节是怎么说的呢？
What did they say?
神说你们献礼物给神，你们在这种光景来献，神就不悦纳你们的。
God says that you offer to him and yet you offer in this condition it is not acceptable to God.
其实理由神在上面已经说了。
God has already given them the very reason before this.
你留意十四节。
You see in verse 14.
他们公然在那里说。
And they say there.
这是为什么?
Why?
我们给你面子。
We're giving you face.
我们把礼物送到你的坛前来。
We're bringing a gift to your altar.
我们向你献祭。
And we're offering this to you.
你不收纳。
If you do not accept it,
太不给面子我们,
you're not giving us faith.
这是为什么?
Why?
他还好意思问呢?
They would even ask God why.
其实上边神已经说了。
But God already told them why.
这个是第五个。
This is the fifth time.
第五个顶嘴。
The fifth debate and talking back to God.
还有第六个顶嘴。
And the sixth one.
那我轻轻提一下就是。
I'll just mention this.
那是在十七节。
The first 17.
神说你们用言语来反锁耶和华。
ye have wearied the Lord with your words.
那就是上面那个事情了。
And so that's what's before.
你们就说还说。
Yet ye say,
我们在什么事上反说你。
When we, have we wearied him?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
你看到一件事情。
You can see one thing.
他们乐到一种什么光景他们自己都不知道。
They themselves do not know what condition they are in.
糊涂到了极点。
They are extremely foolish to the utmost.
还在那里说
And they still say,
你做得够凶啊神就看你为好
If you do enough evil, then it is good in the sight of the Lord.
神喜悦这些的人
God delights in them.
你不必担心神的公义会显出来
So do not worry about the justice of God.
弟兄姊妹，你看他们在神面前顶嘴顶，竟然到这个光景。
Brothers and sisters, you can see this is the condition of their talking back.
那是什么
？What is that?
那是根本都糊涂到一个地步，不但是不知道自己是谁。
That is completely foolishness to the point that they don't know who they are.
也不知道自己糟糕到一个什么的光景。
And they're not even aware of how woeful they are.
以致神我们的主在第三章一开始的时候
To the point at the beginning of chapter 3 our Lord would say
就不跟他们再说这个话了
God do not even talk this way to them anymore
神指出他们该给定罪的话神说了
God speaks to them the words that they would condemn them
他们愚昧无知神也指出来了
God also points out to the fact of their foolishness
但是他们为什么还听见神说话
Yeah, why would they still would listen to God?
啊，所以我们看到第三章的时候
So when we see chapter 3
当然我只是轻轻一点因为今天晚上我们要做一个小结
Because I've just pointed out because tonight we have to have a small summary
啊，也不是小结是做一个段落
Now we'll just have a break here
神说你们已经到了无可救药的地步
God says you're to a point where you cannotbe delivered.
以后只能是我的拯救你们才能脱得出来了。
But later on, it is only by my deliverance can you be saved.
所以从第三章开始你看到神转过一个方向告诉他们说
So we can see in chapter 3, God turns to a point and tells them,
我说白的话就是说我要差遣我儿子来了。
And to be very plain, God tells them, I will send my son.
在律法里头你们走到尽头了。
This is the end of the law for you.
我要差遣我儿子来。
I will send my son.
为什么呢
?Why?
因为我不能让你们这样永久的下去。
Because I cannot allow for you to be like this forever.
所以从第三章以后我们就看到新约的那个开端的话。
So,
就开始了。
We can see in chapter 3 is the beginning of the New Testament here, the words that begin.
那我们怎么来看呢
Now how do we see this?
就着马拉基书来说。
According to the book of Malachi,
第二章的末了。
The end of chapter 2.
那就是人的尽头。
It's the end of man.
第三章的开始。
In the beginning of chapter 3.
那就是神的起头。
That is the beginning of God.
那这样就一直四百年神不说话了。
Then, after that, 400 years, God did not speak.
这就等到四福音我们主来。
Until the four gospel when our Lord came.
神就显明他的工作。
God will reveal his work.
所以马拉基书从文字上面来说都很浅白。
Therefore, the letter of the word in Malachi is very plain and easy.
但是我们要抓到神说话的那个目的。
But we must grasp onto the purpose of God speaking.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
马拉基书来结束律法的那一个工作的方法。
The book of Malachi ends the way in which the law is worked, the way in which of the work of the law.
而带进恩典的救赎
，but bring
来执行神的旨意，继续的往前。
But brings in grace of salvation to continue to move forward.The execution of God's eternal plan. I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.
不过第二章下边的那一个下一次我们还是要交通的不过我今天晚上只是很粗略的和弟兄姊妹们这样 留一留。
Next time we'll continue on with the end of chapter 2. Tonight I'm just lightly going through quickly what is the passage there.
我们下次再详细的来看看里面的光景。
Next time we'll look in detail of the condition that is in the second half of chapter 2.
我们祷告吧。
Let us pray.